I'm Joe Feeks, editor of Poultry Health Today, and with me is Gregorio Rosales. He is a poultry health consultant and veterinarian in Athens, Alabama. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for inviting me.
I want to talk to you about biosecurity. I know you've been working very closely with a lot of different companies on this. How do you go about working with poultry companies to tighten up their biosecurity? Because, you know, they might look at it and say, well, we have our list of 10 standard operating procedures, but I would think that as a veterinarian, you could get out there and look at that and really find some holes in the program.
I work on a global basis in this area, and we work with the premise that biosecurity has four very important components. And these components are from the conceptual biosecurity to the structural biosecurity to the operational biosecurity, and the fourth component to make sure that all of this is going to be effective is developing the culture of biosecurity in the company. And part of my work is ensuring that we have these four components working in a coordinated manner, in an effective manner, and then through audits and risk assessments, we can check if there are some areas that they are failing or areas that they are probably areas that can be improved.
Well, talk to me a little bit more about this culture of biosecurity, because, you know, it's human nature to break rules. We all break rules here and there, and you think, well, if I do it just this once, it's not going to be a big deal, but that's not the case with biosecurity in the poultry operation. How do you create and then evaluate this culture?
That's an excellent question. And I work on many companies that are really serious about security. They had made significant investments in biosecurity, but it's all about people. And there could be good concepts, good farms, good operational procedures, but then the human factor in this is the one failing. And biosecurity is highly dependent on the human side of the business, and making sure that people understand what they're supposed to do, that people follow the protocols, and that we have the culture in the company so people understand that the success of the company depends on biosecurity, that even their jobs depending on them executing the biosecurity correctly. And we have to develop that culture through working with the companies from the top down. Biosecurity has to be an obligation in everybody. It has to be a duty that everybody accepts, like their own responsibility in every level of the company. And then it's developed through training, education, audits, and in some cases, if there have been failures to execute the biosecurity program just simply because there has been negligence, a good culture about security also will bring some actions that there will be consequences for not following the program. But the human factor in the biosecurity and the fact that people have to believe in biosecurity, they have to understand what is the importance of biosecurity for the company, for themselves, and how they play a role in this is critical to be successful.
And I agree with that, but and I think a lot of poultry companies would say, well, we have training programs, we have posters, we have literature and documents in English and in Spanish and maybe even Portuguese or any other languages of the, you know, people that are working for them. But again, they're rules, and rules are sometimes made to be broken. Right. How do we make people passionate about biosecurity?
It has to be through training. It is by creating a culture in the company, and a lot of this also through creating good communication and recognition for a job well done. For instance, in many companies, we have started programs that say, okay, we're going to reward people for good ideas. We're going to create incentives for the employees, for the contract growers on executing the program, and sometimes we're going above and beyond what the program calls for. And creating a culture of recognition and rewarding people for a job well done, it works very well to motivate people. Also in companies, by recognizing people for doing a good job, is a very powerful motivator.
And you talked about making people understand the consequences. I mean, it's not just a matter of them understanding that if this happens, you're going to lose your job. It's really a matter of them understanding the impact that it could have on the whole, not just the health and welfare of the birds, but the bottom line of the company.
Absolutely. And a lot of times during the training and education, we are developing these concepts of saying, look, all of us don't work in a chicken company. We're in a food producing company. And the products that we are developing here are products that are gonna enter the food chain. And these products will show up even at your house in the dinner table. So don't look at it like we're just chicken farms. We are food producing companies. And that attitude really changes a lot of the mindset in people and motivates them to do a good job.
Tell me about your own experiences, because poultry companies will call you in as an expert in this area to do these risk assessments and to spot holes in the program and so forth. Can you share any experiences, without getting into company names, of a situation where you got in there and they maybe thought they had an okay biosecurity program, but you found some ways to make it better and implement these improvements?
My background is I'm a veterinarian that came from working in the primary breeding industry for 28 years. So I have taken now this philosophy to the industry, and a lot of times working with them is making sure that they understand the biosecurity is not just something that is inconvenient, something that it costs money. Actually, it's trying to change the mindset that this is an investment for your future. This is an investment to make sure that you're going to achieve your goals, that you're going to be able to meet with the market and the consumer requirements. They are increasingly more demanding. You're going to be able to meet the requirements if you are an exporter. So you need to see as biosecurity as one of the pillars of your business. One of the things that's going to allow you to achieve that goal, and you need to see biosecurity as the first and the most important defense mechanism that you have to prevent the introduction of poultry diseases and also the spread of those poultry diseases from one farm to another. So it's by communication and trying to really get to the level where people can see how they play a role and they're significant in this. Also, during the audits that I have conducted in many facilities, I found that the farms and their setups are very good, but their setups that they were initially built 25 years ago, with different expectations, with different requirements, with different trends in the market. So I work very much in saying, look guys, these facilities are very good, but we need to see how we can modernize them, how we can make them better. They have been very good, but we need to put some money in these facilities to make them better, because the expectations are much more higher now. And It takes a lot of work, and it takes also working at the highest levels of decision making in the companies to make sure that this culture is supported from the top down, and that employees can see that, yes, now they're giving me resources to improve my biosecurity, they're giving me money to repair these old farms, to make sure that these facilities now are up to much higher standards of biosecurity.